It's Sports Talk with Darrell Yao Yee, a celebration and analysis of all codes in sports from First Nations sportsmen and women.
Right to go, Paddy Mills puts it in.
Playing well in the air. There's the only goal through Jake North.
There's Roberts. He goes himself.
James Roberts. How often do you see?
Gets it to Rioli. Rioli gets another one.
Sports from a black fella's perspective. Sports Talk.
We are back for another week of Sports Talk. Joining me once again, Dan Rennie. How are you going, lad?
Darrell, I'm good. Good to have you back. We've had we had Eli up off the bench last week. He's been going good, the lad. But it's good to have you back hosting the show.
Oh, it's good to be back, mate. And especially tonight.
Love the jersey.
Yeah, thank you very much. If obviously no one can see right now what I'm wearing,
we'll get a photo of this,
and definitely put it back on the Facebook. But everyone knows I'm an avid Arsenal fan, so
yep,
I'm rocking their jersey today. Friday afternoon, late afternoon, before we kick off to a cracker of a Friday night game.
It's going
to
be big.
It's going to be massive. The Broncos take on the Melbourne Storm at Suncorp Stadium. Look, last year it didn't go down too well when they come up here. They put 50 bangers on us and wasn't too good, but look, We'll try to give them a bit of a piece of our own medicine tonight, Dan.
Yeah, well, we got the wood on them as well, winning the last contest down there. We held on pretty good against Melbourne. So, look, I can't see any reason why the Broncos can't get up tonight.
Definitely not.
Well, there's a little bit of a little bit of mixing around of the halves, which I think is a good thing. I think it's a really good thing to have that luxury to be able to rest a player that's probably not in the best form.
And a perfect word for it, a luxury. Like, I mean, we're very, very lucky to be able to have people like, your Benny Hunts, Cody Nikorima still around there, but obviously Benji Marshall, who's hit his straps at the Broncos as well. Just a little bit of an update too. There's another game going on, Titans versus Dragons at the moment, but we're not going to talk about that too much because it's obviously playing right now. We're taping it.
I reckon the Dragons should get the job done, even though they look pretty poor against Newcastle.
Yeah.
I think they'll be too
good. They should. And, look, I don't see how the Titans can come up from 14th place at the moment there. They're not going to move. I don't think they're going to move too much around. I thought they were going to be an absolute cracker this year, but they haven't proven that yet. And we're halfway through the season. We're further than halfway through the season.
They've probably
now
missed the boat.
Yeah, I think so as well. They probably needed to win a couple of games around, in the middle of that Origin period as well, but they just haven't been able to do it. And 14th for me is just too far to be coming back. But I'm going to tip, I'm not even looking at the scores, but I'm going to tip the Dragons for that one as well. But we'll still go on to our blockbuster with the Broncos and the Storm. It's going to be a crazy, statistically, fight between both sides who love to complete sets, Dan, and just like to really strangle teams out of the game. It's going to be good to see third place take on number one.
Yeah, well, of course, the Queensland connection there in the spine for the Melbourne Storm. They love coming up to Suncorp Stadium and playing footy, so it's not a place that they're daunted by, especially though the crowd will be, chock full of Broncos supporters. There'll be probably sprinkling of Melbourne fans as well.
But always is.
You have to think that it's going to be an even contest. I can't see it being any other way.
No. And you know what? Weather's beautiful in Brisbane at the moment as well to be playing rugby league. A little bit cold, but perfect for the players who are playing on the field. Unfortunately, we don't know. We might not see Corey Oates tonight with him being in doubt with Jonas Pearson backing up there. So there's an opportunity for a young lad, if he gets a start, to really make his mend on the NRL once again, and he comes up against the Fox on the other wing there,
Josh
Adokar.
What a gun he is.
That's going to be a great matchup. If them two clash heads, I'm looking forward to seeing that. But I am looking forward to seeing, obviously, the matchup in the forwards and the halves, because they're both teams got a great structure there and a great spine to be able to, push on and move forward in this NRL competition.
Yep.
But I'm really looking forward to Billy Slater out there tonight, even though he's playing for Melbourne. I'm excited to see him play at Suncorp Stadium once again in the Melbourne colours.
Yeah, it's been a little while for all Queensland fans, I'm sure. Can't wait to see Billy Slater cutting a swathe through the grass there.
And hopefully not just tonight, but in a couple of weeks as well.
Yes, because we'll talk about Origin soon, but I want to touch on the Broncos once again. We spoke about their halves, a little bit of a juggling act around there and a luxury for Wayne Bennett. Not only is it a good thing to play players in form or play them into form, but it also puts a bit of doubt in the opposition as well. You get to maybe play around with their game plan a little bit in their video. You know, they would have done video on all of them, but the different combinations that you're able to sort of apply there, I think, is a wonderful thing to put down in teams' minds.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's especially with Craig Bellamy, he's really big on you know, watching video of players, and it's going to be hard for him to pick this week because he doesn't actually know what's going on in the halves and who's going to play there. But you know, being with you know, Ben played there before, Cody playing there before, and Benji playing there before as well, I'm sure he won't have too much of a problem. But he's a massive advocate of sitting in the TV room, the video room, and watching footage of players.
Now, can we get an update on Anthony Milford? What's the latest
there? Yeah, look, Milford's looking really good, actually. This afternoon, I was lucky enough to have a little bit of a... During my lunch break at the Broncos, I went over there and had a bit of a gym session with him. So he's looking great at the moment. Not sure how far he's off, but I think it's not as long as what we thought it was going to be.
So it's not going to require surgery?
No, well, it probably will require surgery at the end of the season.
Yeah, so persist with it.
Look, and it's happened to people before, you know, like we go back and we think about, you know, your Jack Reeds and, you know, obviously Jack's played a fair bit of games on his shoulders. So I think Anthony will be maximum 3 weeks away.
Okay, so he'll play on with that injury till season's end.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, he is our long term prospect in the halves. Do we bite the bullet? And
well, what happens when he comes back then? You know, what happens when he comes back? Who stays? Who goes? Who gets pushed to the bench? Because look, Benji's playing great footy. Benny Hunt's been in a roller coaster for the last month.
That's what I'm saying. Is he just go ahead and get the surgery now? We know Ben Hunt's not going to be around next year, and then we might have Benji for another year. But long term, Cody Nicarima.
It's probably the right thing to do, but in previous years, I think, you know, missing those massive players like Anthony in big games, you know, I think they need that kind of player when it comes to finals. And for him now, playing a lot of finals footy, he's vital to the Broncos. So,
fair enough. I'm not going to argue with Wayne.
He's getting paid good money, so yeah. Whatever they say goes, mate.
That's
and
right.
I think they want him to play footy. So it's manageable and he'll move on. So Broncos fans, don't fear. The MILF will be back.
We love the MILF.
Bigger and better as well. And look, he's training out of his skin. He's absolutely training out of his skin. He was trying to lift bigger than me today, which wasn't going to happen. But he tried to. The poor little... I like to call him the chubby little fella. But he's lost a lot of that baby fat now, and he's looking amazing. So
yeah, I'm excited. I think I might have found it.
Don't worry, I found it there for a bit too, Dan. We move on to Super Saturday. I love Super Saturday. You know why? Because you wake up on a Saturday and you think, oh, the weekend's just starting. It's very exciting. You get through a morning, go to breakfast.
Mow the lawn.
You mow the lawn, do what you want to do, take your dogs for a walk, and then you sit down at lunchtime and you go, what do we do now? And then you think 2 hours away is a game of footy, and that footy kicks off with the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Sydney Roosters.
That's a beauty.
That's a massive game, awesome game to see, because second versus fifth, Sharks are still playing great footy, and the Roosters have just come out of nowhere.
They have.
They're just flying under the radar. What's your pick here, mate?
This one's in Gosford. Yeah. Taking their last two home
games. They do take it there sometimes, yeah.
So the last
Central
home game
Coast
was in Adelaide, and now they're over here in Gosford. So a little bit different for them, I suppose. You would have expected a game like this would be at ANZ Stadium.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty big, but I suppose they have to take one game, so why not the ones that, you know, the Cronulla Sharks are the premiers,
sure.
Why not take them out there? And I think it's going to be an absolute cracker, but I'm going to say the Sydney Roosters outdo the Cronulla Sharks.
I'm actually hoping the Roosters lose, because that'll put the Broncos...
It will, it'll put us in great stead. Jaden Brayley, who they've lost last week from a broken jaw, not nice to see, poor young fella, but I think he's been a massive part of their success and their structure and the way they play the game. So I think he's going to be hard to fill the shoes there, and he's just hitting his straps. That's so annoying when you see a young fella come through, make his breakout year, and just can't handle obviously the big hits and being hit in the wrong spot, and the poor fella's been, he'll be sitting out for a while, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a tale of two hookers. Jake Fran for the Roosters, who's been in... He's been in okay form. I don't think he's probably been in the form that, you know, saw him make it to the Queensland squad?
Look, you see this year, Andrew McCulloch's been called in instead. So obviously Jake Friend's, he's playing still good, but he's not playing outstanding where...
Not that special sort of footy he was playing.
No, well, look, when I think about hookers at the moment, obviously Cameron Smith's straight in the mix, but I'm thinking of not just because he's a friend of mine and because he plays for the Broncos, but Andrew McCulloch, he's had an outstanding season. I think he's an absolute superstar, and I think he's really pushed his way up there to be close to be the next successor to Cameron Smith. But another person who's another hooker who's really stood out for me, who another team who were on Super Saturday playing in Perth too.
You're going to say Appy Coruscant.
Yeah, Appy Coruscant, Manly taking on the Warriors over there in Perth. That's an 8-hour flight for them, the poor blokes. When you think you've just had enough of flying, get this up, you can fly 8 hours, Manly said. And Manly have taken that game there, so I don't know what's going on there, but they'll obviously fly business class being a part of the New Zealand Zealand Airlines and stuff like that, but that's still annoying. But Appy Coruscant, he has been an absolute standout for me
in the hooker role. He, along with Cherry Evans, has been
the key. And look, we'll talk a little bit Origin, but at the end of all our round 17 talks, but Daly Cherry Evans will have to be in the mix of putting that maroon jersey on again too.
We will get to that, but look, Manly, they've been outstanding. They've been flying under the radar a little bit. Winning Duke games and winning on the road.
Mate, I was lucky enough to be able to talk to Daly again yesterday before he got on his flight to go, because they went over a day early to go to Perth. And I was talking to him. I was like, mate, yous are just the best. Yous are just flying under the radar. Just no one's even knowing anything about you. Just sitting pretty there. And, yeah, no one's seeing you. Sitting fourth. And
everyone's talking about the Melbourne Storm.
Exactly.
Here comes Manly.
I don't understand. But Manly's just come out of nowhere. I think the big ones for the Trbojevic brothers, they've had outstanding seasons as well. Once again, one of them, playing his debut this year, and the other probably on the cusp of Origin. So
I think he's only one injury away from getting a call up. You'd think,
yeah, definitely. And look, it's good to see him back, and they've got an outstanding some Dylan Walker.
He had a bit of an ordinary year last year, but he was playing out of position.
He is.
He's not a 5'8". He's a center, and he's proven that this year.
For me, yeah, I think he's an outstanding center.
And another one of the buys of the year in Aquila Uarte.
Hasn't he come back and shown us where he used to play his footy? But their forward pack for me, Manly are the reason why they're going great, and it all starts on the front foot of Appy Coruscant. I can't even say his first name. Appy Coruscant. But they've got some great forwards there in Lewis Brown, Jake Ravojevic, and Martin Tapau, who Frank Winterstein as well. They're just that's what you need. And when
big mobile forwards,
yeah, exactly. When you get on the front foot, I think they're going to absolutely put New Zealand away. I reckon they're going to put 30 on them.
I think they're going to struggle over there, to be honest with you, in New Zealand.
Yeah,
they do struggle on the road as it is, and they need to start winning games
on the road. In the air, we should say, they're flying everywhere. The poor blokes.
They're sitting outside of the eight. They're currently in 10th on 16 points. I think they've had one of their buys already. Mm. So look, they need to start winning games if they want to make the eight in it, much like another team we've got about to talk about in the Canberra Raiders. But look, I think Manly with you, I think they'll put a score on them.
I think they'll flog them as well. Manly over the Warriors. Last game for Super Saturday, the Raiders versus the Cows. This is down at GIO Stadium. How cold is it got to be down there at the moment? The boys were saying to me, they played last week, and they were saying it's 3 degrees. It was 3 degrees down there. I can't do that.
No, that's just... Yeah, that's cruel, Cam.
And how are they not winning games when teams are going down there, when they live down there? I don't understand that. They're usually very good at it. I think we got out of jail a little bit, the Broncos, but the Raiders versus the Cows, I think the Raiders get them down there. I seriously do. I think they were just off the cusp of beating us on the weekend that had just gone.
A couple of little mistakes here and there, and a few unlucky plays, I suppose you could say, but Bronx too good getting the job done. Canberra, they'll be sore after that.
They will be. But I think they've got them. But I cannot wait to see this bloke who's just been given to them, Tamari Martin. I can't wait to see him put a jersey on, because he's making his debut for the Cowboys this weekend against the Canberra Raiders at GIO Stadium. So it's going to be a big one for them, and a big game for him, because he's obviously going to be the next successor for JT, and they're obviously looking at that. And Paul Green's obviously got his eye out and going to see how he goes. I hope he goes really well, because he was playing good footy down in Penrith. It's good to see that he's got out of his comfort zone a little bit and gone to another club. Probably some good cash, I'd say, if he's coming after JT. But when you got Michael Morgan there, you know, a bit of a older head, not too old, but he's obviously a bit more...
He's been around.
Yeah, he's been around, so help him with that. But, you know, you got the best man there to show you the ropes, and that's JT.
Lucky for Kyle Labert. I thought he had a couple of games, and I've watched him a little bit in the Queensland Cup as well, in the Intrust Super Cup, and... You know, he did get a little bit bullied last week, I think. He's not a very big body. So I think they've done the wise thing by bringing in Tamari Martin, and I think, you know, Paul Green will be keen to get him in.
I'd still like to see that Kalen Ponga boy before he goes, get a bit more time.
You've got to do the best thing for your club.
I know.
I understand he's off next year, but if they need if they need someone to fill a gap, chuck him in there.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I think that's a big problem for Canberra before we move on from this game is taking Josh Hodgkin off, when they were playing the Broncos at, the 60-minute mark. And I don't have anything against Kurt Baptiste. I think he's a great football player. And he was at the Broncos, and I was good friends with him when he was there. But I just think you can't take a player like Josh Hodgkin off the field. He's so influential, and he plays big minutes. I think that's what lost him the game against the Broncos.
Yeah, he is. He's a leader. You always see him barking out there. He's always talking. He is that focal point of attack, whether it's, good ball off to
the... He's one of those players that can play 80. Leave him on the field. Gosh, I don't know why they take him off, but
what's
I suppose... I go Canberra. I think Canberra win it. I think they need to fix their interchange up a little bit and how they do that. If that's bringing Kurt on... Kurt Baptiste on 10 minutes before half time, and then 10 minutes after half time, and then putting Josh Hodgkin on in the big parts of the game. You know, not that Ricky Stewart's going to listen to me, but I just think that's just the way to go. But I think Canberra get him down there. I think we need him to as well, because we don't want the Cowboys creeping up that ladder. They're the scary ones out of that whole eight.
And of course, you want to start winning games now if your Canberra's sitting currently in
11th position.
You know, you really need to start.
Hasn't the field just broken up real quick over the last 5 weeks?
It really has. It's separated the
men from the boys.
Yeah, the the haves from the have-nots, and really, there's probably only, I don't know, three or four teams now who definitely can't make the eight. In the Bulldogs, Titans, Newcastle, and the West Tigers. Anyone else is capable of getting up there. South Sydney, I believe, could even. If they click into gear, they got Burgess back this week.
Well, they need to.
Angus Crichton's been good for them.
A few of those teams need to start hitting their button there, Dan. But the Wooden Spoon match Sunday, Knights versus West Tigers.
This is Newcastle are actually favourites for this.
Yeah, West Tigers. There was a poll I seen out the other day, which NRL team should not be in the NRL anymore, and West Tigers, 37% of people said the West Tigers.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a club in all sorts of trouble, isn't it?
They're in an absolute Barney rubble.
You know, they're run poorly, and that filters out onto the footy field.
Well, that's 100%. That's where it starts. You've got to get a good person in. You've got to get a great CEO in there to make sure that they're doing the right things for the club first. And if that's getting rid of people, and I just thought it all started when the Robbie Farah, stuff started. That's when it would begin for me that they were really just starting to go downhill fast, because that dragged on way too long. That made their club look terrible. If anything, they should have gave Robbie the respect, before he left and did that, but they didn't. And now team just, I don't know if it's Robbie going around and running them down, but no one really wants to be there, do they? They just don't want to play the game. I love how the Newcastle Knights are the total opposite. They're rebuilding their club. They're out there buying some great players and getting ready for a rebuild. And
Kenny Dow's going to run out for them.
Yep.
That'd be good.
Well, there you go. So, look, I just think the Newcastle Knights are on the up. I love watching Nathan Ross. I think he's a superstar.
White Lightning.
I think they're a massive loss as Dane Gay guy, because he's obviously a great player, but he goes to the Rabbitohs next year. Look, everything aside about talking next year, I go the Knights. I can't see the West Tigers.
Yeah, I'm tipping the Knights. The West Tigers are just a basket case. Speaking of rebuilding, they're going to have some buys for next year. They've got Connor Watson.
Tumalola Lolahila, what were you thinking going
there? Forward pass, mate.
Yeah, 100%. I think people that are big losses there, James Tedesco, obviously, like, he's a superstar. And Kevin Naguama, I think they need to get out.
He looked well out of his depth at fullback, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah. Just get out. Anyway, that's that Sunday. Jeez. Yeah. What's going on? What is doing?
No.
The other Sunday game is the Rabbitohs take on the Penrith Panthers.
I'm just going to say Penrith.
Yeah, me too. Rabbitohs are gone. They're shot. I think I don't have any interest in really watching them anymore. That's not exciting like the old Rabbitohs.
No, it's not.
No, and
they never recovered from the loss of GI, to be honest.
No, they haven't. It's a pain in the bum because they're really, you know, it's a great club and they've got so much history. They'll bounce back next year, but with this year they might as well just put a line through it, I think.
All right. Well, let's talk about Orange. Origin.
Orange.
Let's talk about Orange.
We can talk about oranges if you want. You can't rhyme with orange now.
That tastes good. They're good at halftime. Look, there's a couple of selection dilemmas.
Yep.
Of course, Darius Boyd's centre spot and the big shoes to fill of Jonathan Thurston's number 6 jersey. Jarrell Yeo, you are Kevin Walters. What are you doing?
Well, firstly, I'm picking the most important position, and that's in the halves. And look, I would have loved to seen Benny Hunt in the side, but just the way that he's, I suppose, been passed around the past month, you know, being down at the Ipswich Jets, coming off the bench, going into camp, coming out of camp. Look, I just think it's a roller coaster of emotions for him at the moment. I have no doubt in the world that he would stand up and do a great job for Queensland. But if you're picking in form, I think you got to pick Daly Cherry Evans. I really do. And that's just purely, he's taken that team on his shoulders and just ran with them, that Manly side. And if he does get picked, you'll definitely see what it's like without him, because I believe that he is the Manly side. And he's been there before. He's done his job before. I don't see why he Kevin Walters doesn't pick him for game 3 at Suncorp Stadium.
What about those persistent rumours that the senior players don't get along with him? There is this talk around that he's a...
It's an absolute joke. I know for a fact it's a joke. I don't know where that's come from. I don't know who's said that, but Daly Cherry Evans is such a nice bloke. There's nothing...
It looks like it'd be hard to dislike the fellow.
Well, 100%. I don't understand why people even say that at all. When you go into that camp, it's something that you cherish, and the boys just accept you. I tell you one thing that doesn't happen in the Queensland camp. There's no bagging each other. No one bags each other. No one runs each other down like that. There's no way that anyone would say that. Daly Cherry Evans fits perfect into that Queensland side, and I think he's the man for the job.
Not only is he a wonderful player and a fantastic role model, but he's really well spoken as well. I think that
definitely
intimidates some people as well, that he's so well spoken.
I think it's really weird for me to talk about this, because I think, you know, I love Benny so much as well, and I think he deserves it just as much as Daly. And I think they're both good mates as well, so it's really hard to choose from both of them. But if I'm picking at, like I said, right now, I'm picking Daly. He's in form. But if you're picking for the future, you'd probably take Benny Hunt, you know, because you've got Anthony in there who is going to be the next Cooper Cronk as well, and you got Benny Hunt who's going to be the next JT. So that's what I think happens. That's
so
what
Cherry
I think.
Evans goes to 6. Morgan stays on the bench in that utility role.
Yeah, I think Moore goes perfect in there because he can play any position.
He can.
He tackles well on the forwards. He doesn't let the line bend him. He really defends really well, and I think he's a smart head on the footy field, and he just does what he needs to do. And look what happens. You put him in the centres. He makes that beautiful play that wins us the game, basically, apart from JT's kick. You know, if we didn't have someone like him on the bench, then we don't win that game. So Michael Morgan's a massive, massive part of that team, and he needs to stay on the side as well. Centres.
It goes to centre.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd like to see Dane Gago go back to centre. And I'd like to see Corey
Oates come
back.
You know what? I think Dame will. I think Dame will go to the centres, and I don't think Oatesy will. No, I don't think Corey will play again this year. I think they're going to try and. Yeah, I think they will stick with Valentine. I think Corey Oates needs to really start pledging his allegiance to trying to move into the forwards if he's going to play another Origin game, just because. He plays such a vital role with pushing forward and bending that line every time he takes a run.
Yeah, he's hard to tackle.
He is very hard to tackle. He's a big boy, and as you can see against Canberra, he's hard to handle in general.
Is that where Wayne sees him in the future, do you think?
Yeah. I think that's where Corey sees himself. Obviously, Wayne's the coach, and his opinion is massive for everything he's done, but if there's anyone that's going to matter... It's Corey. Like, he wants to play there, but he's still a bit young. He hasn't played there too many times, too much before, so he needs to get used to that. And I think after this season, I reckon you'll see him lining up in the second row off the bench for the Broncos next year. That's what I think. But Dane Gagai, I think he's a great centre. Had a bit of trouble playing against who did they play last week? The Newcastle Knights.
They played the Dragons.
Yeah, they played the Dragons.
Josh Dugan.
Yeah, he had a bit of trouble defending against there, and that's a bit of a problem because if he's defending Josh Dugan there, he's going to be defending Josh Dugan in the game. Look, he's obviously a centre, but I think he's doing a great job on the wing. You can't move him. You can't move him off the wing.
All right, well, then the logical decision is Cameron Munster, 18th man. Would you put him in the centres?
No, I wouldn't put Cam in there either. It's a really...
What have you got?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know who I have, but I can't see... I can't see Cameron Munster playing in the centres for Queensland in his debut game. Mm. When you say it like that, can you? He's
in a decider.
He's in a decider. Like, I can't see that happening. But you know, weird things have happened. Worse things have happened in Origin. Weirder things have happened. But yeah, if anything, it is Dane Gagai that goes to the centres. He's going to have to do a job. And then I suppose I don't know who comes on the wing.
Who's your new winger?
Don't know. It's not Oatsy because. If he's in doubt this week, he's probably going to be in doubt next.
So would you blood a winger?
Yeah,
because who have we got?
I'd love to see Oatsy back in there. I want to see Oatsy back in there.
He did nothing wrong in game.
No, he didn't. He did nothing wrong.
He scored our only try. He was the only one that looked really threatening out there. They had a good plan to bomb to him and nullify his run backs.
Yeah,
bringing the ball back was what he does best.
Well, the good news is, Dan, we don't have to wait too long for this because it happens on Monday and we've got no solution at the moment. I've got no solution at the moment.
Well, you say Cherry Evans. I say Cherry Evans.
Who do you think Cameron Munster comes in the centre?
Look, I don't know.
Just because you've got to put
this
way.
He's 18th man. He's got to come in somewhere.
I know, but you put it this way. Dane and him have never played footy together before. You've got to make sure there's a bonding there. And when you think about halves, I mean, there's no one that's a centre.
He's played a lot of football with Cooper Cronk in the halves of Melbourne Storm.
He has.
Do you just leave that? Do you chuck him in there? Daly Cherry Evans, you wouldn't have him on the bench along with Morgan, but I don't know. It's a headache that...
It is a big headache. You really put me on the spot. I don't know, listeners.
You think I wasn't going to ask you?
No, you're probably right. Anyway, listeners, if you've got your opinion... Make sure you write into the Facebook page.
Post on the Facebook page.
Because we want to hear what you think as well. Yep. But that's a big one, Dan. It's game three of Origin. It's huge. So the decision that he has on his shoulders is big. But I really hope that they make the right one because I just can't go down to those Blues, mate. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I want to give my mate Steve a shout out. We're going to be watching he's a dirty Blue, so it's great to be over at his place to rub it in. And I'm sure we'll be doing it again come Origin 3. But look, another big event before we go that's happening at Suncorp Stadium this weekend is, of course,
Jeff Horn take Manny on Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao. Wow.
It's going to be huge.
It is going to be massive. And for Brisbane, for Queensland, for Suncorp Stadium,
for
boxing in Australia, it's the biggest event that we've had. The biggest star that we've had. I mean, when you put it, it'll be the most grossing, thing that's happened in boxing. So,
hence why we're seeing the fight at around 1:30, probably the hottest part of the day. But it does time up nicely for American viewers. And viewers over,
They reckon Foxtel reckon it's going to go off. Fox Sports says it's going to go off.
How's it going to be though for those guys boxing in the middle of the heat? I mean, you've been doing
well. Look, I don't think it'll be a problem for the Logan boy. Definitely not, and I don't think it'll be a problem for Manny Pacquiao either.
Right, what if we get wet weather though?
I know there's a shade over top of it.
Have they got a shade?
Yeah, they've got a shade. So, unfortunately for those people who are right in the top tiers, I don't even think you get to see the fight. I think you watch it on a screen.
Oh, is that right?
So,
the ringside is where you want to be.
Yeah, well, apparently a seat on ringside is $5,000. One seat.
Can you sneak us in? Can you give us one of yours?
We might have to do something illegal to get in there.
Streaker.
I think. I don't think I didn't even think I'd make it across that ring. As a streaker, Manny's pretty quick.
He is quick indeed.
Quick hands.
What do you see happening here?
Yeah, I think Manny puts him away.
A knockout.
Yeah, I think it's a technical knockout or just a knockout. I think he's too good, mate. He's
fast.
And look, I've got all my utmost respect for Jeff Horn to get where he's got to. Honestly, to have a fight at this, at his age, at this caliber, in his hometown, I think, you know, Jeff Horn, you got to give yourself a clap, mate, because it's amazing for Australian boxing. And
sure is. He ticked all the boxes.
Well, he has. Well, who else? I mean, look, Anthony Mundine, he's fought. Shane Mosley, that's the biggest other star that's come, you know, that's been around. And I think Manny Pacquiao's at the end of his career. And look, if I reckon if Manny Pacquiao gets knocked out or loses, I think he retires.
Game over.
Yeah, I think he retires from here. But you know what? Anything can happen in boxing. That's the best thing about boxing. You never know. You can be the favorite. You know, you can be the Floyd Mayweather. You know, against the Conor McGregor as well. You know, you can be anybody, and you get caught. I think like Mike Tyson said it the best. Everyone's a fighter until they get hit. once you get hit, and look, I know for a fact, because I'm having a fight in October.
You are,
and I know for a fact when you get hit, you're a fighter until you get hit. You absolutely crap yourself. You go, what's going on here? You don't know what's. It's definitely different to rugby league. So I'm be excited to see if Jeff lands one on his chin, because if he does, then everyone get excited. We'll have a fight on our hands.
Excellent. Well said. Now, speaking of your fight, have we got any more details?
We've pushed it back. Obviously, there was we just talked about a big fight, Jeff Horn and Manny Pacquiao, a week before my fight that was supposed to be next week. So we've pushed it back a little bit, but just not enough traction at the moment because those guys ruined it for me.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Manny. But there will be something, whether it's me punching someone's head in or someone punching my head in, we'll see it.
Either way, I'd like to see that.
We'll have exclusives here on Sports Talk First, so stay tuned, everyone. We'll definitely let you know, and we'll even get some tickets out there, eh?
There we go, yes.
We'll get some tickets out there, and everyone enjoy it, and it's going to be an afternoon fight as well. I don't do night time anymore. The only thing I used to do at night time was play footy, and that's about it. So it's going to be an afternoon fight, and get it done and dusted, and then enjoy ourselves afterwards with a couple of brewskis, I think.
I'll be ringside.
definitely. That's Sports Talk for another week, Dan. Thanks so much for having me, bro.
It's good to have you back. And, of course, go the mighty Broncos tonight. I'm picking the Broncos home in a close one.
100%. Yeah, definitely. I better shoot off, mate, because I've got to go straight to the stadium. Yeah, I've got to shoot some T-shirts. If you're at a Suncorp Stadium tonight, make sure you yell at my name as loud as possible. Get a sign or something.
Yeah,
trial them over here. There's some good shirts going out today. Hey, and just quickly before we go, if no one's downloaded it yet, I don't know if you have, Dan.
What is it?
Our new app, Fan Tribe app for the Brisbane Broncos.
Oh, yes,
it's amazing.
Jump on your
iTunes. It's called Fan Tribe. It's exclusive Broncos app. No one else has got one for their NRL side. So all the content there is provided by yours truly. So I'm very excited to be able to share a lot of the boys' downtime and what they do, and obviously their playing time as well. So
we'll get the link up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely. Tune in and get on it. Interact, because we want to know what you Broncos fans think. And thanks again for listening to us on a Friday afternoon blabber on about sport. But that's us again with Sports Talk.
It's Sports Talk with Jarrell Yao Yee, a celebration and analysis of all codes in sports from First Nations sportsmen and women.
Got it to go. Patty Mills puts it in. Well in the air. There's the only goal through Jake North.
There's Roberts. He goes himself.
James Roberts. How often do you see?
Gets it to Rioli. Rioli gets another one.
Sports from a blackfella's perspective. Sports Talk.